To protest in Russia takes a certain amount of courage, as it comes with the likelihood that you'll be detained, often violently. This is St. Petersburg, where they were chanting no to war. An independent monitoring group reported protests in 44 Russian cities on Sunday, including here in Kazan. And in Russia's eastern city of Irkutsk.
It is a crime both against Ukraine and against Russia. I think it is killing Ukraine and Russia. I'm outraged. I haven't slept for 3 nights, and I think we must now declare very loudly that we don't want to be killed and we don't want Ukraine to be killed.
These have been the first significant attempts at nationwide protests in almost a year since the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny.
Here in Moscow, the police are making it very difficult for people to try and protest. Anyone who so much as lingers in a suspected gathering area is taken away for questioning.
Protesters don't worry the Kremlin, but sanctions and international condemnation of the invasion of Ukraine have prompted Vladimir Putin to put Russia's deterrence forces, which include nuclear arms, on high alert.
Dear colleagues, as you can see, not only do Western countries take unfriendly measures against our country in the economic dimension, I mean the illegal sanctions that everyone knows about very well, but also the top officials of leading NATO countries allow themselves to make aggressive statements with regards to our country. That is why I order Defense Minister and Chief of the General Staff to put Russian Army deterrence forces on high combat alert.
Outside the Kremlin, at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, monuments represent the losses suffered by Soviet cities in World War II. On Sunday, flowers started appearing on the one for Kiev, but only until the police realized what was going on. In Russia, there can be no visible opposition to the war on Ukraine. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Moscow.